It looks like many cemeteries in the U.S. There are grave markers and flowers surrounded by many trees. But this is not like any other cemetery in the U.S., and that's because of who is buried here. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Suzanne Hamlin explains, it all began with a man named Key Underwood back in 1937.
He had a favored coon dog whose name was Troop. And when Troop passed away, Mr. Underwood, who often hunted in this area, brought Troop back here and buried him.
The site was on the edge of the Freedom Hills Wildlife Management Area. It was a favorite hunting ground for Underwood and Troop.
He had no idea he was starting the world's only coon dog cemetery at the time. He was just giving a fitting burial to his best friend.
While the site was important to Key, it wasn't actually his property.
He almost became the owner because even though it was state-owned property, his buddies, when their coon dogs died, well, they wanted to be right out here where they had hunted too, and so they sort of followed Key's lead.
But this was a special cemetery, not just because it was for coon dogs, but just certain coon dogs.
Before long, they were calling him and saying, "Key, do you mind if I bury my dog there?" And Key was real picky about who he allowed to be buried here at the cemetery. That dog had to be a true coon hunter. He couldn't hunt trash, and trash was anything that wasn't a raccoon. And so he would give permission and sometimes not.
Today there are about 300 dogs buried here, but there's much more to the one-of-a-kind burying ground. And that's next time as we travel the countryside near Tuscumbia, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.